At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino & Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino & Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, Vatos Locos Forever,
carnalitos.
You know, I had to watch that movie in order to be friends with Covino for the last 20 years.
I mean, it came out in 93.
Blood in, blood out.
About time. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
Yeah.
TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And don't forget, after the show, our guy, Danny G, he's putting up the podcast. He does a great job. Super producing, as always, each hour, and then a best of. Just make sure you follow, rate, and review Covino and Rich, and we'll be very grateful. We love what we do, and thanks to you. Let's keep it rolling.
Let's keep rocking out. Thank you.
Got to give a shout-out to Rob, one of our listeners and friends in San Antonio. He did remind me, said, at the beginning of this past college football season, he goes, keep an eye on Penix. He's going to be great for someone. And he said every week he hit us up saying, did you watch Penix? Did you watch Penix? And you know what? Clearly a wanted man. So much so that a team that had a veteran four-year, $180 million contract tie-up with Kirk Cousins still said, we got to take him.
And that's the story right now.
I'm happy that we had him in weekend hobnobbing at the start of the college football season.
Yeah.
I said, watch out for this dude in the Heisman Trophy.
I remember that.
Yeah, because I remember just being amazed at, first of all, he throws the ball like nobody else. We talked about that.
Yeah.
That elbow, and just his command. And I remember after a big win, him with his family, and just there was something about him that stood out right at the beginning of the college football season. And, he was one of the guys, too. You know, a lot of people were rooting for Rich because he had come off those injuries.
Yeah.
And had to really rebound.
He had a crazy path to where he is. And, Danny, you know, you would think.
And a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
So maybe this gives him a little bit of rest.
Nah, he
saves him some wear
man.
And tear. I don't know.
Listen.
Well, he's going to have to sit back a few years.
Well, look at it this way. Danny, I would never usually care about a team other than my own. But because we're tight and we're hanging out every day and Danny's our good friend, the way you watch Penix this past year and he was a possibility for your Raiders, it sort of bums me out because I feel like it made sense for Danny to get the guy he watched in college on his Raiders and see what he could do. But I guess you got to turn your attention to Minshew being like the man.
Jason Stewart brought this point up to me. I think we're going to see Michael Penix playing this year. There, I think it was a record set last year of 63 quarterbacks played in a game last year in the NFL. Kirk Cousins is not healthy, and what if he has to miss a couple games? You're going to see Michael Penix sooner than you think.
And Cousins getting older too. Yeah
Cousins
yeah.
getting older, and backup quarterbacks yeah. are so necessary right
I think
now.
The thought process was something along the lines of you got to get him now while you can, because by the time they need another quarterback. It's going to be harder to get a quality quarterback in the draft.
Well, that's optimistic. Right. The Falcons' mindset is...
That's how they're spinning
The spin zone. Spin zone. The spin zone for the Falcons is we're going to be so good for the coming years that when you're so good, you're never in a position to draft that guy.
Yeah.
We're in a position now to get that guy.
Right.
Like look at teams like the Chiefs, the Niners, the Eagles, Cowboys, teams that continuously win 10-plus games, they're never going to be in a position.
The only downside I really see is to not – let your starting quarterback that you invested so much money in, $100 million guaranteed, $180 for 4 years, to not let him in on what they were doing is just a bad look overall. And I believe it, I would imagine it rubbed Kirk Cousins the wrong way. When he's publicly saying, I had no idea. And he was publicly stunned and he found out when everybody else found out. So, I think that's where they dropped it.
You know, Covino, he had to let it marinate for a little bit before he was okay with it and then got Penix on the phone. Dan Beyer.
Yeah, I understand where you guys are all coming from. But throw this scenario in. Let's just say, Kirk Cousins maybe doesn't get injured, but maybe isn't playing as well. Maybe not the Kirk Cousins of old.
Panics.
And then you see that. And is that fair to Kirk Cousins? Or is it good for the organization? Does it let a little fire up of under Cousins' ass? I mean, we watched him on quarterback.
They're
he works hard.
Considered good problems for the team, I would imagine, to have other options.
You would think that's the case. Maybe. But then when you have the dead cap amount that you would have because of the contract that you signed.
Yeah. If Penix is the guy, then you're it's like the Russell Wilson deal in Denver where you're just paying for nothing.
I get the trying to find the silver lining or trying to figure out the plan. I just – there are so many trap doors when you're laying out those things. Uh-huh. It just, to me, it still doesn't make a lot of sense.
I love the video.
Rich, I see a scenario where – the crowd could be chanting Penix at the first Falcons home game, even if Cousins isn't playing horribly.
Yeah. No, I love the video of Arthur Blank looking confused and the GM of the Falcons with all this hand motions. And you're like, I want to know what they're saying. Like, he's explaining because Arthur Blank looks like, whoa, what did you guys do? And he's doing all these like, well, we're doing this. It made no sense because DB, I mean, you, Danny G, everyone knows that you get Cousins, this team's in a division that's up for the taking. You have the ability to add a young wide receiver, a good young wide receiver. You could have got Brock Bowers if you wanted to go the tight end route. They have a tight end, but you could have...
Roma Dunsey, yeah.
Yeah, you could have boosted up the offensive line if that's what you want to do. But to get a quarterback with pick 8 was like, huh? Eh?
Major story yesterday. Your thoughts... Your feedback. We made lots of observations.
I felt like Tim Allen.
877-99-FOX again. At Covino and Rich.
You know, I can only think of one thing. DB, I know I'm a silver lining type of guy. I try to think of the positive, and I know that things always work out not the way we plan, whether it's career, whether it's relationships, marriages, family. You know, S happens. Crap happens. And two of my favorite things, the fact that I lived the dad life and I lived the sports life, they intersected because two of the things I've watched over the last year of my life both had the same fable that I love. And that's the story of the Chinese farmer. And that was brought up not only in Tom Brady's docuseries, Man in the Arena, it was brought up in that extended Bluey episode that all moms and dads watched. And it has to do with maybe.
So the story of the Chinese farmer is there was a man in a village and he had a horse and the horse ran away and all the people of the village came to him and said, we're so sorry, I can't believe your horse ran away. And his comment back was, well, maybe.
Everything will work out the way it's supposed to, Bluey.
Everything's supposed to work out the way it's supposed to. Bluey and Tom Brady both tackled this subject of life has twists and turns. Tom Brady... It was always, oh, man, that's really tough, Tom. Maybe. Because maybe that happened for the next thing to happen.
Maybe the Falcons come out on top looking like Lanny Poffo geniuses, like Iowa Samson.
You don't know.
Cousins comes back next year. You know how banged up he is. You don't know what could happen. And then next thing you know, hey, they got Penix. And it looks like, wow, Look how smart they are.
Listen, percentage-wise, I think it favors – it's a weird move that no one gets. There is that slight chance of, like, this could be a genius move. We just don't know.
I will completely shut up if you want me to.
No, I love – no, go.
The point is if you have all the questions that Covino had about Kirk Cousins, why did you sign him to the deal in the first place?
That's true.
And not only that, he was one of the first signings in free agency. It was a done deal. We had found out Kirk Cousins, his wife, was looking at schools in Atlanta a week before you could even sign free agents. That was a done deal. The Falcons didn't do anything in this draft aside from pick where they were. It wasn't like Penix fell to them at, you know, 8. He was there at 8, so they took him there. And it doesn't make a lot of sense no matter how you try to twist it. One way or another.
That is true. We're trying to figure out, like, well, how does this make
sense?
Hold
on, Dan Byer. Put yourself in the DB mindset at, 5:50 yesterday, East local time.
Yep.
When they chose Penix, were you thinking there'd be some type of immediate trade? Like, when they pick Penix, I'm like, oh, is this, like, a bigger move? Like, and then they, like a draft trade. Like, that was my first thought. Like, oh, that's what they'll do. They're getting something from someone. Like, maybe Davante Adams and the Raiders. Like, I was thinking something was in the mix.
You see that in the NBA, right?
Not as much.
But not as much in the NFL, and that's why it was so jarring. But to that point, yeah, I can totally see how that would come into someone's mind because of just how much it didn't make sense yesterday.
All I thought was, ooh, who do they want? Do they want Judy? Do they want Davante Adams? I'm like, Denver, are they trying to, did they take Penix to then do a deal with the Broncos or Raiders was my first thought. And then when nothing happened, I was like, oh, what is going on here? But again, we've seen quarterbacks start immediately out of college. And after a year or so, a la Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Trey Lance, guys that are just, they're done already. And then you see Jordan Love, who sat around for a couple of years, and now he's maybe a little more mature and got his chance. I don't know if that's a new template, and they're saying, hey, listen, we gave Cousins 4, but we're really banking on 2. And if we bank on 2, eat some cap space and money, maybe in 2 years Penix is the guy.
And it could be 3+. Who knows? Handing it over to the guy. We don't know.
I don't know.
And by the way, Rich, you know, this is all great speculation, but you got us on the edge of our seat. How much longer did you stay at the barber shop? Because you said this happened, your haircut was done already.
Oh, no, I told you. I did a whole move where I was like, I don't want to look at my phone. I told my wife, turn on the NFL draft and pause it.
So you just went home and watched the rest of it?
Yeah, did the rest.
You said pause like Joe Biden?
4 more years, pause. Oh,
anyway, that's just... That happened. Yeah, don't get all politically angry at me. That was just a funny
true
clip.
True story.
Cove, you bring up Bowers. Now, Rich, that surprised some people because tight end wasn't a need for the Raiders. The Raiders of old would always reach for need players. Suddenly now with Tom Telesco, they take the best player on the board.
I think that's what they did because I've heard others speculate that like the Raiders were also thrown off by this. And then at this point, you're like, well, did we just take the best player on the board? That's, that ideology. Like, best player, take the best player.
And, I mean, obviously they can run some nice two tight end sets with Michael Mayer. I'm not mad. I mean, he's like the most decorated tight end in college football history. You saying maybe and, like, try to spin it positive, I think me and the half of Raider fans who try to look at the glass half full were like, okay, this gives Minshew a season to show if he's the guy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm a big Bluey fan, and I'm a big fan of sports documentaries. So it came in my mind that Tom Brady and Bluey have both discussed the maybe theory.
Speaking of documentaries, we're going to tell you what you need to watch this weekend on Weekend Hobnobbing later this hour. There is a new documentary out, and I'm going to tell you about it. But now your phone calls to wrap up all this draft talk. 877-99 on Fox. Again, at Covino and Rich. Always new videos, new clips, and all your feedback there. I want to start with Steve in Oregon.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Hey. I love you guys on the show.
Thank you, man.
I'm glad you kept me on hold. They, in Eugene, your show's from... 1 to 3, and then it doesn't go the whole 3 hours. Nice. But
We're 2 hours, so hey, maybe you get one of the two. Here we are. What's up, Steve?
Hey, you were talking about the draft. I was just thinking to begin with, when Eminem came out, not to make it a halftime show, an hour and a half, you know, worth of waste. But have him come out and get those that crowd going with one of his songs, you know.
Oh, I mean, if you don't think that's the next step, you're right. Why not add an A-list performer to the NFL draft? That's next if you don't think it is. I'm sure someone's already thought of that. Like, oh, Eminem, what if he did Lose Yourself? And
yeah,
you know,
that's a relationship that benefits both, especially Eminem, for sure.
But it is wild. I was talking to some of the young editors, Bree and Patrick and Birch and some of the guys, and we were just saying how I said, if you haven't watched it, I know you guys, they were, you know, some of the young people around who were born.
You still talking about Bluey?
No, I said they were born like late 90s, 2000s. I said, go back and watch the 30 for 30 from Elway to Marino.
Yeah.
And you'll just get an idea of like how crazy the draft has always been, but how low key it was compared to the big production it is now. But that documentary is a must watch. If you've never seen.
So low key.
I can
tell
you.
You know what it looked like? You remember that scene in Rocky where Apollo is there and he's trying to figure out who he's going to fight next and he's in that weak ass office?
Yeah.
that's a random comparison, but that's what it used to look like.
You were talking about the editors yesterday afternoon for the beginning of the draft. It was just the biggest football party in here with wings and everybody running around. The coverage in the studio there was really good. And then you would just hear the different studios like go up with applause and people shouting at the TV about the players picked. It was a really cool atmosphere.
I will say it was very cool. What I thought the coolest thing here at Fox Sports Radio yesterday, because, you know, I think you could say this place has finally sort of got life again because COVID sort of ruined so many places for like a good year or so.
I mean,
the energy here.
When we came back here to Fox Sports Radio, when we first started, it was like a ghost town almost. We were like the only live show.
Yeah.
We were like, who else works here?
And you know what? It was very cool yesterday.
That was like 3 years ago, by the way.
To see everyone. Patrick had a Seahawks jersey on. I had my Niners gear. Danny had his Raiders gear. Everyone here was representing their team, mm-hmm. and that was a cool feeling. It really was.
It was very cool, and we gave you extensive coverage all day on Fox Sports Radio. Hope you enjoyed it, and today. But now we go to the phones again.
Robin.
Let's talk to Robin in Oregon.
Robin.
You're on the Covino and Rich Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, guys. How's it doing, man? I love you guys. You guys kill me every day.
Thank you, brother. What's up, man?
Hey, man, you were talking about fantasy football a while back in the episode, and I just wanted to say that we started ours in 1987.
Wow, you were early, because anything pre-internet, I'm thinking like guys just writing stuff down with pens and papers, and you know.
Yeah. No, there was a beer company I worked for that presented it to put it into bars and taverns for whatever, promoting their stuff, and it was like, wow, this is kind of cool. So I got on board with it, and then, we were like every Monday morning, man, to the Oregonian paper you go. That was our Bible for
about 7 years. You know why? Because you would have to. I mean, this might be obvious to some, but for younger listeners, you look at your fantasy football results, and it's right there on your app or whatever you're using.
In real time.
Back then, you'd have to be like, all right, Tim Brown had 90 yards, 10 receptions.
Exactly.
That's five. You'd have to do the math, and then you'd have to go to your league and have to be like, is my math right?
Wow.
That's it.
And do your buddy's math, too, and then call him and go, hey, man, what'd you come up with?
Right.
There's a little bit of a discrepancy.
Yeah. Break out the calendar. Thank you, Robin.
How far that's come since 87, since the late 80s. That's incredible, man. That's what we were talking about earlier, how far the draft has come, how big it is now.
And what was that baseball game? It was like Statomatic.
Yeah.
That was the most complicated. Did you ever Stratomatic? It was one of the most complicated board games where you're writing stuff down and it's all about baseball statistics.
Yeah, I absolutely remember that. Everything has come so far.
Hey, Rich, take some more phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. And before we get into, you know, Lakers and other nonsense, weekend hobnobbing, Dan Beyer showed me a funny story. I missed it somehow with all the NFL draft and the NBA playoffs, all the stuff that's going on. I'm watching my Yankees. I don't know how I missed this. The Panthers owner, David Tepper, was cruising around the streets of Charlotte. Did you see this or no?
No, but I saw the owner's son in Jacksonville wearing a neck brace, really playing up his AEW wrestling appearance. Did you see that?
No, but listen to this stupid story.
Okay.
Talk about like pettiness and, I don't know, fragile ego maybe?
Okay.
So David Tepper's in Charlotte just driving around, he passes a restaurant called the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill or something like that, right? And they have one of those signs, like, over a billion served. They have one of those signs where you just write stuff on it. It says, please let the coach and the GM pick this year. And you believe it aggravated the owner of the Panthers so much, he went in there to, like, cause a stink about it, like, hey, yeah, and there's video of it and everything. I couldn't, you know, when Dan was telling me this, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you would think that he's so important that he wouldn't give a diddly squat about something so silly like that. And you see him talking to
who put up their sign?
Yeah, you see him talking
who
to
goes
these
here?
Regular workers, and they're like, you can't hear it. At least in the clip that I saw, you couldn't hear it. You just saw the video.
Hey, dude,
like,
I'm just a busboy.
Right? Like, you gotta see it.
Truly, the kid was wearing his hat, and Tepper on the security footage grabs the kid's hat and takes it off and puts it on the little table that you have where you greet guests.
Yeah. Look, with like, all the hostess stand.
No hats indoors.
With all the fun, important stuff going on, I just didn't want you to miss out on this funny little side story. I just couldn't believe that he would waste his time when so much's going on in the NFL to reprimand and cause a stink and a stir about something so silly and petty.
Do you think he cruises around the Charlotte area on Saturdays taking down signs from churches
switching
to get people
the
to show up
switch
to
the
Sunday service, right? You know?
Very. You know.
Churches are usually the best with those, right? With the puns and the play on words. But, yeah, this was crazy.
He's the resident hothead of the NFL owners.
Yes.
Wow.
That's why they've can't.
David Temper.
Yeah, yes.
Ah, good one.
Temper Tantrum.
And by the way, you got to look up the footage if you think we're making it up, because Dan showed me and then I looked it up. And I'm like, man, I missed it. So,
well, let me add one more thing. You were talking about how far not only fantasy sports have come, but, you know, obviously we were talking about how the draft went from a couple guys smoking cigarettes with brown beige phones in the 70s and 80s
wood paneling in the
to a ridiculous, awesome AI production with interviews and hundreds of thousands of people and, you know, a spectacle that millions watch. And you got to credit the NFL for making the NFL draft probably pulling higher ratings than NBA or NHL playoffs yesterday.
I didn't hear those numbers yet, but they have to be.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Now, with that said, you know, I want to credit a guy that we've become pals with over the years. I'll name drop, but John Taffer, Bar Rescue. If you've ever seen that show, he's one of the people responsible for bringing Sunday Ticket into the mix. He's talked to us about how, you know, he had talked to the NFL back in the day, and he, for some reason, it just dawned on him, like, yeah, all these out-of-town fans, how do we not have something where they could watch the games? And think about how that revolutionized things. You would only get to see the primetime teams if it was Monday Night Football, because that's Sunday Night Football, as we discussed, existed in the form of like a cable ESPN game that not as many people watched.
It changed everything.
But it changed it all. So, hey, NFL is king. I think we've proved that. All right, now coming up, I do want to talk a little Lakers and whether or not the attitude's there. And listen, I'm not going to focus on the team that's on its way out of the playoffs, because there's plenty of teams that are playing great that are in the mix, but we'll talk some NBA. And get this, a fun fact that I guarantee you don't know about Macho Man Randy Savage. I promise you don't know this fun
really?
Fact. So a fun fact about a legend, Macho Man, the late, great Macho Man. Plus, we'll talk some NBA and get you into the weekend here. Kavino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Now, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job?
Oh, yeah.
Not a website, but a person.
Dig it.
In your community that would help you for free.
The
Choose Express Employment Professionals.
Will rise to the top.
And that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local job expert you could trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search.
360, 180. Go to expresspros.com and find an office near you. Download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities, everything from welders to forklift operators, sales, customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take their next career step. It could be a contract job, a new full-time role. They help you with everything at Express Employment.
Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's Friday. Today's Friday.
DJ Cool.
Who, Iowa Sam?
Yeah.
Today's Friday.
He is pretty cool. Danny G, also very cool. 877-99 on Fox. Dan Beyer, the coolest, got your updates. We're Covino and Rich, the coolest of the cool, live from the TireRack.com studio.
Are we going to get to the part of the song where the girls with real hair and real fingernails make some noise?
Tired of feeling alone in your job search? Oh, well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find a location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. Again, live from the TireRack.com studio. CNR on FSR later this hour. Weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment. And what you need to watch right now is this video. Again, it's going under the radar, at least to me.
I watched it.
And in my circle.
I would have slap this guy in the face, and I'm not a violent guy. The owner of the Panthers is offended that a Charlotte restaurant had a sign out front that said, let the GM and coach make the picks.
Yeah, it was a neighborhood grill. David Tepper walks in there. The owner walks into this little local restaurant, and then you know what he does? Dan Beyer mentioned it, but you got to see it.
I can't imagine this kid being cool with it.
There's a woman and a young man there, like, oh my God. You're the owner of the Panthers? All right. And he takes the kid's hat off his head. You know, honestly, Rich is right. You take my hat off and I don't know you, you might get an elbow to the nose. You might.
Imagine, Covino, you have your Yankees hat on right now.
And someone I don't
imagine
know.
Imagine you and I went to go grab a drink after the show.
Right. Some older guy.
And some guy at a restaurant walks up to you and is like, hey, you. and he grabs your hat off your head?
Ooh, man. Yo,
that's fighting words.
Danny G.
Don't touch!
You know, can you imagine someone doing that to like a Danny G type?
Imagine Danny
I've never
G
seen him with his hat off.
Danny G rolls up with his Bret the Hitman Hart sunglasses and a Raiders hat. Day two of the draft, and some guy's like, yo, rips his hat off.
Hey, what you doing?
Boo-hoo.
Slap, slap, slap.
Get your meat hooks off of me.
Look that up in the meantime, but let's talk Danny G's Lakers,
oh,
man.
But I have to pay off my, I can't tease things and not give you the answer.
What, the Macho Man?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's a Macho Man fun fact that I saw on TikTok. Now, I did see part of this clip.
If you saw it on TikTok, it must be true.
Well, if I saw it on TikTok, it might only have 200 days left. I saw this, but it was also part of a Macho Man documentary I saw back in the day, but I know that you've never seen this. We know that Macho Man Randy Savage, Randy Poffo, almost made it to the pros in baseball. We know that the fun fact is that there's a baseball card because he was part of the Cardinals organization.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know the whole full fact?
Baseball was the first endeavor that I encountered, and I did it rather well. I did it rather well, I have to admit myself. Started out in 1971, St. Louis Cardinals, because I was a switch hitter and a switch thrower. That means I could hit and throw with both arms, which no other wrestler, no other baseball player, no other hockey player, no other football player, no other nothing could do with an athletic background like that.
Oh, yeah. Macho Man not only was a switch hitter, he was one of those guys that could throw with both hands.
That's amazing.
Macho Man.
That's why he's the Macho King.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yo, Iowa Sam.
By the way, that wasn't Macho Man. That was comedian Dan Soder with the impression right there. But that was awesome.
Right?
I don't know. I play mental gymnastics and I convince myself that I knew that, but I don't think I did.
You knew that he was a baseball guy.
Yes, of course.
But did you know? You didn't know he's a switch hitter and a guy that was ambidextrous?
Yeah, no, I didn't know that he could throw with both arms. And everybody knows that he's the brother of Lanny Poffo,
who passed away this year.
Yep.
Leaping Lanny Poffo.
Wow. Baseball. And we also know that he always snapped into it.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Texas, take a quick phone call about the NFL draft, and then we will talk a little NBA, get a Dan Byer update, get into the weekend. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, you know, I know everybody's going crazy with the Penix.
Ooh, yeah!
But I got two examples of how it works, and they came out and said they're doing it the Green Bay way.
Man.
How did that thing in Kansas City work out? Drafting a guy who was never a pocket passer. That came out pretty good.
Yo, there's the audio of, I'm sure, like a Rich Eisen or someone that, you know, a respectable broadcaster that said, well, you heard this clip the other day. We played it on Overpromised, our bonus podcast, where Rich Eisen goes, whoa, wow, Mahomes.
A lot of woes.
Instead of Deshaun Watson. In fact, well, you know it's Alex Smith's job in as long as he wants it.
I'm pretty sure if you listen closely, I think it was Joey Lawrence that dropped the whoa.
I think it was, yeah.
Right? Like, if you listen. No, but again, we did play this, the reactions, the, you know, looking back, crazy reactions to these picks. It's on Overpromised on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page, our bonus podcast. Definitely check it out.
Yeah, we played some fun, weird moments from drafts past. But very much like, Camino, you and I off there were saying, much how the Green Bay Packers kept Aaron Rodgers a little too much in the dark on some of their decisions, that was probably a weird first impression because he is new to Atlanta, a weird first impression for Kirk Cousins where he is like, wait, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm your guy. How am I not in on this a little bit? Or just not even in on it. How about just a heads up? That's just courtesy. That's a courtesy heads up.
Like Danny G this morning goes, that would be like when Fox hired you guys and then all of a sudden started training the guys that would take over for you one
Weenie
day.
In the butt.
Yeah. It's like, whoa.
Just a heads up.
Hold
would be
up.
Nice.
Wait a minute.
That's yeah, because he hasn't taken a snap. I think that's the difference here. And I was talking with Mike off the air about it. I said, look, I get that comparison, and I hope Penix Jr. does turn out to be like Mahomes, but half these quarterbacks in the draft don't work out, and also $100 million for the quarterback they just signed who hasn't taken a snap for them yet, that's the difference here.
Ooh. I just got way too excited about my dumb point. Ooh. There's ooh, one ooh, other ooh. Layer here, and DB, correct me if I'm wrong, because Dan Byer, always the smartest guy in the room in my
ooh.
Mind. He could be fooling me.
Ooh.
DB, 4 years lines up perfectly with you will no longer get Penix Jr. on the cheap.
Correct.
So it's
yes,
like
absolutely.
You're wasting like the whole idea of get yes. a guy that's young that could do it before you have to pay him, a la Brock Purdy. Why do the Niners compete the last 2 years and for the next year? Because you're allowed to stack your team because you don't have to pay a quarterback. By the time Cousins' contract's up,
yeah.
you will then have to pay Penix.
Mm-hmm.
Defeats the purpose.
Look at the NFC right now. Like just look at the NFC. We know your Niners are good, but honestly, their window could be done,
yeah.
could be, you know, not as good as it was.
Yeah.
We feel the Lions are good, Green Bay all right. NFC East, who knows? Everything else, who knows? So it could kind of be there for the taking. Why not then try to get another piece yeah. to try to do it this year, to try to do it next year?
Honestly,
and your point about the contract
you're so
right. is right.
Like you're so right. You're so right that it's not like, listen, the Niners, you know, things could go wrong. The Niners have cruised through the playoffs this year, and, you know, you assume the Niners are strong, and besides that, Covino, who else? Who else in the NFC? Detroit, Green yep. Bay showed promise. You know, maybe you think maybe the Eagles have a bounce back year. Saquon, Sirianni, they showed him some confidence that you're our guy. But I would not be shocked if there was a team that emerged as one of the better teams in the NFC. And if you would have got Kirk Cousins, one more weapon on a team that already had some good weapons that just needed a quarterback
mm-hmm.
and a coach that everyone seems to be behind. I don't know. Interesante.
Well, again, your feedback. At Covino and Rich, but let's got to talk to DB and get an update
yeah,
first.
And then a little NBA. What's up, DB?
You guys, you're going to get a lot of NBA right now because the Pacers and Bucks are nearing halftime in their game three.
Pacers running. Shepherd took it to the hoop and laid it in with Lopez all over him. The league's third best shot blocker. Tried to take advantage of the smaller Shepherd, who drove Lopez into the lane, and Shepherd wins the mano a mano.
So it's been basically all Pacers in the first half. Pacers Radio Network on the call. Damian Lillard had to leave a little while for Milwaukee because of an ankle injury. He has returned to the game. But right now, Indiana's up on Milwaukee, 57-50, 3 minutes to go until halftime. And this is a game that the Bucks are, again, playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo because of his calf injury.
Oh, I was going to ask you, DB, is there any timeline on Giannis or no?
No. And I do think that...
They were hoping to sneak by this first round, weren't they? And it doesn't look like it's going to be as easy as they may have thought.
Correct. And I'm not even we'll just figure out the Pacers deal, but when you have that Kevin Durant injury that he had in the finals a few years ago, you start talking about those calves. I mean,
like rushing a guy back, you saw what happened with KD.
Yeah, it's a scary situation. Two other playoff games tonight. Clippers and Mavs, T-Wolves and Suns will be the nightcap in Phoenix. The Athletic says that the NBA and Amazon Prime Video are closing in on a deal that would make that streaming service home to some NBA regular season and postseason games, and that deal could last more than a decade.
To confuse our parents even more, more sports on streaming. Hey, where do I find it? Dad, go on your remote. Forget it.
We're talking conference finals, maybe even. That was part of the rumors leading up, but we'll have to see if a deal does get finalized. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told the Pat McAfee Show a couple of things that, yeah, he could see an 18-game regular season coming maybe sooner rather than later, but saying that the 17-game regular season schedule is good right now, but that he would rather have another game that means something than to have the three preseason games that you have. Also says he doesn't see a team moving overseas in the next 10 years, but could see as many as 16 NFL games being held abroad during a season within the next 10 years or so. Ezekiel Elliott likely to be back with the Cowboys, according to the Dallas Morning News. And you guys touched on this. The NFL will allow players to wear guardian caps during games this season in hopes of lessening concussions. Caitlin Clark, by the way, is at this game in Indianapolis, taking it in, the number one overall pick from the Indiana Fever. And in college basketball, Lamont Butler transferring from San Diego State to Kentucky, according to KSR in the Bluegrass State. Guys, back to you.
Thanks, DB.
Thanks, Dan.
To, you know, show both sides of it. You know how a lot of people are showing, like, the girlfriends of these guys about to make a ton of money? Did you see the picture of Caitlin Clark and her boyfriends clinging on for dear life?
They were celebrating their one-year anniversary this week.
Oh, he's got to be popping that question soon. All right, Covino, we've been to graduate hotels.
Loved it.
Fantastic.
I can't wait to go again. Word on the streets, We're going on a tour.
Can't wait.
And we're going to be visiting a few more.
Whether you're going to check out some college baseball, meet up with some old friends, maybe check out your alma mater with your kids. Springtime is prime time in college towns. And two words for you, graduate hotels.
There's no better place to stay. You know, we're fans. We were at Nashville, had a great time, met some listeners, met a bunch of listeners. Beautiful rooms, beautiful experience. The bars were great. The karaoke bar, Rich, you shut it down. He was there late at night singing along. Again, when it's time to book, Graduate Hotels, get 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Go to any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off.
Go book your stay now. And if you're looking forward to college football season, you got to get moving on that because those rooms book up fast, as you know, for big college football weekends. Reservations, do it now. GraduateHotels.com, code CRSHOW.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at GraduateHotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to GraduateHotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at GraduateHotels.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dang, it's getting late early, man. Early like Mr. Furley. We're live from the TireRack.com studio, Covino and Rich, and Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. So we're getting into weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch this weekend, but you know, a lot of that is the NBA and the Lakers. Danny G, sad to say that your Lakers are one loss away from being swept. But at the end of the day, it's just basketball. That's the LeBron James quote, LeBron James. Yeah. But in his defense, and by the way, in print, that's a terrible quote. His defense, it was in regards to his teammates playing under the pressure to play perfect. You know, like, hey, this is what you got to do. At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
Yeah. He and Anthony Davis have had a good series. It's the supporting cast that has not showed up. Three-point shots have been off. The defense hasn't been there.
Yeah.
The effort hasn't been there in the second half of games. You saw the stats I was giving you before the show, Rich.
Danny said AD and LeBron have shot 69%. 69!
Combined, yeah.
And the rest of the team has shot 38%, which...
You can't win like that.
Yeah, it's like you ever see a movie where they spent all the budget on one actor? And it's like one good star, and it's like, who are the rest of these extras?
And one of the problems is
that's how they're playing.
D'Angelo Russell, and we'll explain. Wow. You know, they had 12-point leads, a 12-point lead, a 20-point lead, and a 12-point lead again, only to lose it to the Nuggets. And we get it. The Nuggets are good. But when you got guys like D'Angelo Russell on their phone when the team's in a
a huddle. I couldn't even believe that was real. I thought maybe that was like after the game or something. But he's there on his phone.
Yeah, it's just it's a bad look. There's like an apathetic look. You know when you're like disappointed in yourself and you double down. You're like, yeah, well, whatever. Like
yes.
That's sort of the vibe I got. And you know, D'Angelo Russell, when you put up a goose egg and you're 0-7. You play 24 minutes, you're 0-7, 0-6 from 3-point range.
Remember, this is 2 postseasons in a row.
Yeah.
This happened last year.
Get off TikTok, bro.
The Lakers brought him back. They're like, we believe in you, and gave him another shot.
And you know what? After his shooting woes last year, the narrative was, well, he's been shooting better this year. That's not the same D'Angelo Russell.
Second half of the season, he was the best shooter on the Lakers.
And you know what? In game 2, the one that the Lakers did sort of let slip away, the worst, that game, He hit 6 3-pointers in the first half. And we were like, that's the D'Angelo Russell that needs to show up because it can't just be all LeBron and AD. And you saw yesterday the perfect example of what happens when LeBron and AD are the only guys playing. Austin Reeves played all right yesterday. But again, when D'Angelo Russell puts up a goose egg and, Prince off the bench didn't really do much. I don't know. It's
Danny G said the rest of the team's shooting 38%. So.
Well, and also in the offseason, the Lakers need to address getting some more big goons on the team because when they were able to handle the Nuggets, it's when they had Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, and guys like that. You need guys you can throw out there, get 5-6 fouls, who cares, and just keep throwing the big bodies at the Joker. That's what you got to do.
Hey, Danny, do you believe in a thing called love? No, do you believe in magic? Do you believe
miracles?
In miracle. Do you believe that you build your team to beat the team, or do you believe you just build the best roster? Like if you're in the AFC West, do you build your team to beat Patrick Mahomes and that offense?
This is not a cop out. I'm going to say both.
Okay.
You focus on what your players are good at and you lean to their strengths, but you also key in on what you need to defeat that block.
Everyone in the West, especially the West, should be a little focused on moving forward, if not already. Like, what could we do moving forward to stop Jokic? And no one really can.
No one can right now. Enjoy your NBA this weekend. But what else are we going to do? What else are we going to watch? Let's get into some weekend hobnobbing quickly.
Living for the weekend.
Your winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnob.
I'll make it quick. Hulu has a new documentary out. Thank you. Good night. The Bon Jovi story. I love a good documentary. I'm from New Jersey, so why not? Thank you. Good night. Jose Ramirez, former 140-pound champ, fights Bartholomew, and it's a Vato doubleheader in Fresno on DAZN this weekend because Virgil Ortiz Jr. is also fighting DeLorme. So Ramirez, look out for him. Big fan of him. Hope he has a nice win over the weekend if you like the fight game. And I'll tell you what I'm going to watch. I'm going to go watch some live music at Sick New World in Vegas, actually hopping on a plane right after the show. So watch out for me. If you see me, drinks on you. Enjoy your weekend.
Drinks on you. Listen, of course, I'll be watching some NBA playoffs tonight. I'm all about this Clippers Mav series. I feel like it's the one to keep an eye on, of course, in the West. Now, as far as like non-sports stuff, I'm sort of pulled into that stupid Circle show on Netflix. My wife and I watched the first couple. The characters are great. It's so dumb.
So it's back, kind of?
Yeah, sort
right,
of.
Cool.
But, she said, who just apologized? Sorry I got great, Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney,
rom-com, maybe if you need something to watch with the girlfriend or wifey, Anyone But You is now free on Netflix. It was you had to pay for it. It was in the theater, but now it's available on Netflix.
Danny G, what you got?
One quick thing on Netflix drops today. Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut. A doc on the role your gut health plays in your overall well-being.
Avoid Taco Bell is my number one. But I love it. I can't avoid it. All right, we'll see you guys. Arrivederci,
see
baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.